This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Oath Keeper spokesman and current Colorado resident testified to the January 6th committee Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports he issued a stark warning about that far-right group.
Jason Van Tatenhove didn't mince words when it came to describing the Oath Keepers, a group formed by Stuart Rhodes. He says they are a violent militia and a, quote, very dangerous organization. Van Tatenhove is a former spokesman for the group, but left in 2016. He told Congress he worries about the next presidential election.
Because who knows what that might bring? If a president that's willing to try to instill and encourage to whip up a civil war amongst his followers using lies and deceit and snake oil.
The hearing detailed the role right-wing extremist groups like the Oath Keepers played in organizing the attack on the U.S. Capitol. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Changes are coming to the way the state reports information about COVID-19. The state will continue to post outbreak data about high-risk settings, but case count graphs and outbreaks by county are leaving what the state calls its COVID dashboard. Ginger Stringer, a state epidemiologist, says the state is keeping information that's most useful to the public.
And moving toward a more normal response overall for COVID that aligns with how we approach other communicable diseases.
The changes don't affect other features of the state's COVID website, like case numbers, the positivity rate, and vaccination information. At the Denver Zoo, cases of avian flu are way down, and the zoo's birds are back outside for the first time since April. Ahead this morning, a violinist from Harlem follows his passion for classical music to a new home in northern Colorado.
I've never seen mountains this much, especially beautiful ones. And so now I get to think about arriving at the mountains, kind of like a Dvorak situation when you're going to the climax of a symphony or something.
Musician Edward Hardy, the connection that brought him here, just a few minutes away. It's Morning Edition here on CPR News.